I don't have it up. Yeah, it's
Okay.
showing.
Okay, so this is Bellfire Radio, and we have an interesting show tonight because our topic is the Black Hebrew Israelites. Lights.
The Hebrews.
Hebrews. Oh my God, so, you know, our whole channel and everything we do is about where the Caucasians or the Israelites. So, we, you know, people can go and follow us on other podcasts. But today we're going to expose the Black Hebrews. Okay, so, Zeke?
Yeah?
You guys have known about this for like about 8 years, and you've been watching these guys and everything. I mean, they're freaking crazy bastards. They're nuts. So what's up with these guys? What's going on? Why do they think they're the Israelites?
Because they're retarded, really. I mean,
okay, we're keeping it real tonight. We're keeping it real. So if anyone's offended by racial slurs or any of that stuff, just you know, tune
go home
out.
Now.
Go home now.
Yeah.
You know, the Planet of the Apes was a great fucking movie, man. Them Africans were awesome actors as monkeys.
Basketball Americans, man.
Basketball Americans.
Yeah. What would we do without them?
Basketball under every pillow.
Yeah.
You know, it's really kind of funny because, like, they'll use terms like, well, you know, we know that the Bible says that Adam means to be ruddy and to blush. You know, that's what it means. And it cracks me up because they'll say, no, we're ruddy like a cow. You're,
no, you know what? I grew up around niggas my whole life. I've never seen one of them be embarrassed about anything. They don't have the ability to, or the intelligence to be embarrassed.
That would be blushing, huh?
Yes. So how the fuck are they going to be ruddy off the flip?
They definitely don't blush. I mean,
no, they don't get embarrassed over anything either.
They don't seem to really. It's like they're not self-conscious enough. You know,
they don't have the deep enough intelligence enough to understand themselves, to understand what's going on. They just do. They exist. That's what they are. Beasts of the fucking field.
The only ones I've seen act remotely like that were ones that were obviously mixed. You know.
You know, yes. Now, not pure sub-Saharan fucking dark monkey nose ass motherfucking breathing up the white man's air fucking niggas, you know. But yes, I've met intelligent black folk that was mixed with Germans and other races and shit, you know. And they were polite people. They were intelligent individuals.
Yeah.
You know, I'm forced to take that as what it is, you know. It's hard for me to call them a nigga because they're just trying to be a normal ass person.
Well, you guys, they call it, okay, so they believe that Abraham had two sons, you know, Jacob and Esau, and they're trying to say that one of them was black, Jacob was black, and Esau was white, was a white albino.
Yeah, he was albino, motherfucker. You're right, okay.
Or he had leprosy, you know, just crazy shit.
I don't, and you know what? If you're an albino, it's a physical disorder. Like, you will go blind.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, your eyes are pink. You can't handle any light. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, they don't live very long, man. They've got a lot of genetic problems. And
yeah, they have a lot of illnesses and all that shit,
Living past 40 is pretty rare.
All the white race is, like, sick and retarded and, like, dying off before they're, like, 20? Yeah, I don't think so.
No. It's just a crazy way they justify it, you know. It's just them being racist, you know. And that's what this whole... Actually, oh, go ahead, Will.
No, no, not to interrupt you, man, but just an article that Bell sent me earlier, I just happened to glance through, that Ben Abial, Israel motherfucker, whoever started this whole Black Hebrew Israelite shit, it started in the mid-60s. At that point in time, the Jewish-controlled CIA, which does not have its headquarters here, it is in Switzerland. It is in Bern, Switzerland, the head of the CIA. But anyway, that goes back to World War II and all that shit. But them motherfuckers was doing everything they could to fuck everything up here. They broke up the family units with all this hippie shit. They're the ones that started the whole drug, sex, rock and roll culture. They started all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the same time this whole Hebrew Israelite shit started. So they got to that motherfucker and created that shit over here to make another disturbance off to the side. It's all part of the fucking plan. It's in the playbook, man. They were smart. I'm jealous of these motherfuckers, dude.
They thought it all out very well, and it's a long-term plan.
Go ahead. Sorry.
Talking about originally they brought Black people over here.
The Jews owned all the slave ships.
Yeah, they owned all the slave ships and shit. Yeah, right.
And the reason why they brought them over here was to mix race with the real Israelites, the white race.
Yeah.
Honest with you, the white people here that came here who had these plantations and shit couldn't afford to buy a goddamn slave to have them shipped across the ocean. Somebody had to bring them here and entice them to buy them. They had to dangle them in front of them like candy. There ain't no fucking white man from England down here in Georgia with a cotton plantation going, maybe we should go to Africa and steal some niggas to pick this shit. Not one of them was thinking that shit. Not fucking one. Somebody had to put that shit in their head and dangle a little candy in front of them to make them go, well, let's start this shit.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
Fuck them motherfuckers, dude.
What's this deal? Like, they have the scripture in Deuteronomy where it talks about the slaves. And they say that scripture applies to them, that they've been slaves for 400 years. And
Yeah, because the slaves are going to be on ships. You know how many slaves have been shipped on ships around the world throughout fucking history? Every goddamn world.
They talk like they're the only ones transported on ships, but, you know, there's been slavery going on since, you know, before recorded history.
And for
most
Turkey,
of history, that was the only way to transport anything was by ship, you know?
Honestly, yeah. They didn't have fucking aircraft back then.
Mm-hmm. They didn't have cars. They didn't have trucks, you know?
Right,
trains.
Right.
If it was gonna happen, it would have been on ships. You know?
But up to 1911, at the end of World War One, actually 1918, at the end of World War One, there was white slavery still heavily going on. The trading of white people, Caucasians, male and female, child and adult, in Northern Africa and Turkey, and that was their shit. Nobody wants to fucking talk about that shit because
Yeah, and it went on.
Well, we're talking about it.
It went on for centuries and centuries, man.
Forever.
As long as seven centuries.
It is still going on today. They just don't want to talk about it.
Barbary slave trade, like the North African barbers.
Off the Barbary Coast,
Ottoman Muslims and stuff. They would raid European coastal villages in the Mediterranean.
Yeah, go in and steal women and children, fucking bring them back and fucking breed them as slaves.
Yeah. And white women, you know, European women, were sought after as sex slaves, you know.
Because who don't like a white girl, man? Come on.
Exactly.
Most of these Hebrew, dark as fucking skin, nigga, Afrocentric fucking Israelites will come out and tell you, I cannot stand black women. Black women are the devil.
I know.
Well, why don't you stick with your own kind? Like God said, motherfucker, stick with your kind, nigga. Damn. Don't make me up here preaching on motherfucking shit.
That Barbary slave trade went on for a long time, and millions of whites wound up as slaves, and they'd bring them to Egypt and other parts of other Muslim countries.
Everywhere.
And,
most Muslim countries, black countries,
Yeah, and to this day, you'll find people still living there now that that look, some of them look pure white and others look almost white. Like you can tell they're mixed a little bit, but they can pass for white. You know, and it's the residue of
they
that.
They got pale skin and blue eyes, but they got the fucking,
Yeah. They'll have blue eyes or green eyes and pale skin, but they'll have a little bit of an exotic look to them. Like you can tell there's some Arabic.
You can tell they're a black person, but they got the features of a white person, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
The colorizations, yeah.
A lot of that is the residue of that slave trade that went on.
Yeah.
And it was in the millions of white people, you know? And even some Americans wound up captured that way from the ships going back and forth from America to England and other parts of Europe.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
And we were part of, I think it was the United States of America and Sweden did some kind of military alliance, and they went and put a stop to that in like the 1800s, like 1815 or something like that. And, you know, that's where the Marine Corps hymn or battle hymn or whatever that they sing from the halls
from Montezuma. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know
Tripoli,
you're talking about.
Tripoli, that where they
the
went
Tripoli,
and
yeah.
put a stop to those Barbary
pirates. Northern Africa, right. Yeah.
Yeah. Because before that, they were paying tribute to them to keep them from doing it. You know, and after that, they just went down there.
That's a good call on the hymn, though, man, because not a lot of people think about that shit, even when they know it.
Yeah.
They went all the way from South America to Egypt. That's where the motherfuckers fought from.
Mm-hmm.
You know, thanks for bringing that up, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you're welcome. So plenty of people, including white people, have been taken as slaves on ships, you know, but these black Hebrew Israelites will talk about it like we're the only ones that may have been taken on ships, you know, and that
who put that shit in their head, brother?
It's just
come on, just say it. The goddamn fucking Jews, just say it.
Yeah, yeah. they're the ones.
Yeah,
I know this.
Keep it real.
They're using the blacks as like proxy warriors against us, and they're trying to whip them all up, and you know. To basically attack us one day, I think. Me and Bell's
right now, which is, oh, I'm sorry to cut you off again. I'm real bad about this. But this pandemic shit they got now is crushing the economy. If they can kick off a race war right now, they got fucking shit in a basket.
Yeah. If they can tank the economy to where people are starving, it will cause civil unrest and chaos, and law and order will break down.
Like in Virginia, all the motherfuckers are trying to take their guns away.
Yeah.
They're going hardcore. I'm talking about balls through the fucking wall like they never had before. They're literally like talking, I'm going to have police come to your house and take your shit.
Yeah, but I thought, aren't Virginians fighting back against that? Isn't there a lot of law enforcement that are refusing to do that, though?
Yeah. Law enforcement, ex-military, all these motherfuckers actually illegally... Gun owners are saying, fuck you.
Yeah.
All the criminals are like, cool, because now ain't nobody going to have shit.
Yeah, exactly. That's what happens when you disarm the law-abiding citizenry.
Yeah, there's no fucking defense now. Is this over?
Mm-hmm.
That's what they want. That's why they keep pushing for that shit so hard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
My mindset is, it don't matter if you have a gun. Don't mean you're going to win the fight. I might have a fucking brick come up behind you and smack you in the fucking head and take your gun, you know?
Yeah, maybe. Bella thinks that, because a lot of people think they're trying to disarm us. But Bella thinks, and I think she's probably right, you know, that it's reverse psychology. Because actually, since all these mass shootings and all this crazy stuff's been going on, that they've been ostensibly trying to use to take away gun rights. Gun sales and ammo sales are at an all-time high. Yeah, so
the more people that are armed, the more people who will die during a revolution.
Exactly.
I understand your thing.
Yeah, but she's saying it's like reverse psychology, and
yeah,
I've thought about that before too. You know, like it seems to me like they want to engineer some kind of collapse situation where we all kill each other. You know.
Well, you know what. Well, the point you just made is like everybody running out here panic buying toilet paper.
Mm-hmm.
Now everybody's out here armed to the fucking teeth with 4,000 rounds of fucking ammo. And they all got an itchy trigger finger because they don't know what the fuck to do. None of them are used to fucking carrying guns around all the fucking time. and now people are running around with guns, and they got guns, and they're like, ah! So, yeah, some shit's going to kick the fuck off. You're right. That's a good point. That's a real good point. I actually never seen it like that. That's thanks for bringing that up.
Well,
so where's our illustrious host? Yeah, there she
is. Well, I was watching videos today, and I came across a lot of videos of pop stars or rap stars pushing Black Hebrew Israelites, like Kendrick Lamar and Kodak Black. And everybody can go look up some videos on that. But Hollywood is pushing Black Hebrew Israelites all day long. And look at Kanye West. Kanye West has album covers with Black Jesus on it. He's telling everybody he's a Christian, and you know, at the same time, he goes with the President Trump and says we're dragon blood.
He says we both have dragon energy is what he says.
Yeah, well, I've seen blood too. Both of them dragon.
Yeah, we share the dragon blood. They have mentioned that. Yeah,
and. Yeah, you know, and he's like this fake dude coming out here.
Yeah.
Is he setting up the Christians? Like, what's going on?
Well, I've talked to Bella about this before, Will, because Kanye just recently came out as a Christian, like within the last year or so, and the current album, his latest one, is kind of pushing that message and everything.
Yeah, and the Black Jesus shit. Yeah, yeah.
Well, yeah, but he's like officially, I'm a Christian now, right? And that's kind of new, his stance coming out on that. And as soon as I heard about that, I knew what it was, man. I was like, okay, they're going to have him build more and more credibility as a Christian. And probably his next two or three albums will be Christ-centered or something. And until he's got everybody believing he's legit. And then I guarantee you, he's going to come out saying that the original Israelites were black, you know, and Jesus was black, and all that, and that whites or Esau, Edom, you know, a satanic bloodline, and you know, they're going to use this to whip blacks into a frenzy, you know. And
oh,
so
you
when
see it
the
coming too, huh?
Yeah,
you
that's
see it
what I.
Too.
Yeah, yeah.
Where the white
I understand
devil,
where you're coming from.
Where the white
I didn't quite. I didn't quite see what you were saying, Zeke, but yeah, I see where you're coming from. I understand the concept. I see it every day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm here in the depths of the hood of St. Louis, man. And I ride the bus to work. I ride the train to work, you know. I see some Black Hebrew Israelites, some real ones. They're real serious about the shit.
Yeah.
They don't dress in robes. They don't stand on the corner and preach. They don't do none of that shit. They get on the bus. They're real goddamn quiet. They got a Bible in their lap, and they mean mug everybody. It doesn't matter if black, white, Asian. They don't care. They hate you.
Uh-huh.
They are full of fucking hatred. You can see it. You see it emanating around them.
Uh-huh.
I'm not a psychic person. I can't see auras and shit, none of that, man. But you can see it like a fucking like a mirage in the desert. You can see the hatred coming off of them.
Yeah.
Just the way they look at people. It doesn't matter if they're black or not. They look at another black man like, I will kill you because you ain't one of me.
Yeah.
You know? It's fucking just pure fucking hatred, man.
Because he sees that other black guy as ignorant, not knowing who he is, and you know, and they mean mug you because you're Esau, you know?
They mean mug me because they know I ain't going to take their shit and we're going to fucking throw hands. I ain't scared of you, motherfucker. You know?
Me neither. I grew up around them, man. I grew up in poverty, which means living in close proximity to their neighborhoods and going to the same fucked up schools they go to. And
dude, they talk about fucking like you said, the school. When I was in high school, my mom tried to get me into a magnet school of performing arts because I was playing music and shit. They wouldn't accept me from my high school because they had to have a quota of white students in that school.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
Man, that changed my entire fucking life, man.
Yeah.
No telling, I could have been Neil Peart right fuck now, you know?
I know, I've heard you play. I've heard you play, dude, and I know you're good.
What's your instrument?
I play drums, man.
Oh, okay. play guitar.
That's why me and Bill's kind of kicked it off. We used to talk a lot about shit.
Well, I play drums, and so we.
Yeah, that's what got us kind of started talking. And then we fell down the conspiracy.
And we never stopped talking for 8 years, and you have to hear from me every day.
Even when I didn't want to, you know?
Yeah, every day, all day.
That's my bells.
Well, you know, I watched some videos today of all these white people kissing. There's a scripture that they quote. That we're supposed to lick the dust off the feet of the Israelites. So they put their boots out there, and they got all these white people, liberals, licking their boots.
Really?
You know what, Bills? Yeah, yeah. She sent me that video, and I couldn't respond because it pissed me off. There is, I'm not going to say a white man, but there was a Caucasian cuck, and I'm not sure if it was his sister or his girlfriend. If it was his girlfriend, She probably fucked every one of them goddamn niggas that was there. On the street, they put down a motherfucking suitcase. These motherfuckers put their shoe up on that motherfucking suitcase, their boot. And this dude, this white so-called man, licked the fuck down. He bent over on his knees. Kissed this motherfucker's shoe. Then the woman that was with him got on her knees and licked his motherfucking shoe. And they got up and they was all giggling about it. And then the next motherfucker came up, put his shoe up there and said, no, keep going, motherfucker, keep going. It's my turn.
Were they forcing them or something? Like, we're...
Dude, they were laughing about the shit like they was enjoying it.
Yeah, but there was videos of the people they convinced that were in the crowd, like guys, that were, like, they were trying to argue against their theory that they're the Hebrew, that Israelites, and I saw them like get convinced that in it, just standing there, it was like crazy. And this one kid, like a teenager kid,
to begin with, you know, it's easy to happen. Anyway, go ahead.
Well, do you have scriptures? Can you give us some scriptures that they use?
Yeah, I got a list here.
Honestly, in that situation, I'm not going to bring this up again because it's just disgusting me, what we was just talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even mad at them motherfuckers for doing it. I am sickened by the so-called white people who bowed the fuck down and did that shit.
Right.
I'm not mad at the black man. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I'm mad at the white people for looking them in the eye and saying, fuck you. Where the fuck is that shit? Not every white man is a fucking pussy, boy. I'll meet me in the street. I will guarantee you. I will guarantee you, man.
I've been fighting those motherfuckers all my life. I'm not going to lie and say I won every fight because I didn't, but they ain't invisible. You know, I've won plenty of them. And usually, they don't expect it when you punch them back. You know, it catches them by surprise, you know?
You know what? I got accosted maybe 6 months ago. I'm going to say accosted because I like to say that word. It makes me feel important. But there was a little band of monkeys, man. They couldn't have been more than 15, 16 years old. They started some shit on the train. The train was damn near empty. It was on a Sunday. I was on the way to work. But like I said, there's 5, 6 of them motherfuckers. One of them came up and started fucking with me. I jumped up out of my seat. I'm like 3 times his fucking size. You know, I'm getting ready to grab him by the fucking neck and just mop the floor with his ass. His little partner's like, sit there and wait, boy, I'll shoot you. I looked at him like, okay. First of all, I've got a human shield between me and you. Go ahead and shoot. Second of all, I ain't fucking scared. Pull your shit, stupid motherfucker. So he leaves. I sit the fuck down. He's a mixed kid, man. He almost looks white. He almost looks white. He's sitting there jumping around like he's getting ready to jump up and fucking knock me out. I'm like, dude, I hope you fucking do. I want you, you're 15 years old. Your life is fucked up from here on out. Come on.
Yeah, and
they don't quite understand, dude.
It's not like you're 6'4" and like how big. Like you're...
Dude, I'm 6'4", 270 pounds. I'm a little bit chubby, but I pick up 300-pound rolls of plastic at work all goddamn night. You know, I'm not fucking little.
Right.
I will grab two of these motherfuckers and smack them like the goddamn Three Stooges and go after everybody else. Because I'm that fucking stupid. I will not back down. That's my problem. I can't shut my mouth.
With them.
I can't
you
back
can't
down.
Show any weakness or fear with them at all. You have to go at them like that. It's the only thing.
You have to, man. No. If you show any kind of weakness, because they're fucking cowards and they pack in a band. You know, they're like
that's
fucking rabid dogs.
They don't pack like that. You know, they're really cowardly.
So when I was doing my YouTube channel for a couple of years, I was exposing the Black Hebrew Israelites, and they flagged all my videos, and then they got me taken down off YouTube, and they made videos bragging about it. But the thing is, the comment sections that the things they would comment in on my YouTube channel, like. You're going to be our sex slaves in the new kingdom. What the hell? That's real Christian.
That's just, you know why?
Because they hate black women. Black women are the fucking devil.
They would be like,
it says in the Bible, didn't the devil show himself to Jesus as a black woman?
Yes.
I'm sure that's somewhere. I've heard that somewhere, man.
No,
my grandma used to talk about it.
It's in the book of Adam and Eve, the Apocrypha.
Okay.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay. Because, my grandma used to talk about that shit.
Wow.
Yeah.
See, they wouldn't put that shit in the Bible, otherwise black people couldn't claim the Hebrews.
Every time that I would prove them wrong, they didn't listen to any of the things I said, the scriptures or anything. They
just yell louder, man. They'll start getting more profane and they'll start getting louder.
I've argued with them over and over again in comment sections of YouTube, their stupid videos they do. And I'll go
point by point, man.
And debunk every one of the Bible verses they use and just show how, look, in context, you know, it doesn't even mean what you're saying. And besides, just your interpretation of that single verse is terrible.
Give us some examples of the scriptures they use. To say they're the Israelites.
Here's one.
This is one they use a lot from the Song of Solomon, Solomon 1:5. They will. You'll see this one all the time. Where it says, "I am black but comely, O ye daughters of Jerusalem, as the tents of Kedar, as the curtains of Solomon." Now they'll say, "See, this Solomon was black, right?" Mm-hmm. And they don't. They don't read any of this stuff in context, because if they did, they would find that's not even Solomon speaking. It's a mistress of his, or maybe one of his wives. It's a female.
A concubine.
Like,
well, okay, but okay. So if you look up the word black in Hebrew, it means to mourn. Or if you're in the sun a long time, and your skin becomes blackened.
Well, in this
it has nothing to do with the color of your skin being black, and they're not even black; they're brown.
I'll get some of the other verses where they talk about that, but in this particular one, she's just talking about. She goes on to say why her skin is dark, and it's because she worked out in the field. She said she had a cruel mother that made her work all day in the fields, and she was very, very dark tan. You know, So she wasn't claiming to be a Negro. She was just, you know. Compared to the other people, she was very dark, you know. But anyway, they think that this is Solomon speaking, and it's not. It's his mistress, concubine, whatever. And they never. This is verse 5. They never go 5 verses down to 10, where you find out, you know, what's going on here. Because at verse 10, she says, "My beloved is white and ruddy, the chiefest among 10,000." Now she's talking about Solomon, you know, and she herself said, that,
"Okay."
Like,
I get
good
it.
Point,
yeah.
Good point, man. Good shit.
You know, and let me see. I got some other verses here.
Okay.
Let me see the other ones.
Preach, brother.
Okay.
Preach it.
Yeah. Preaching it, man. Preach it, these crackers, man.
Come on, preach crackers.
Another one's from Lamentations. Lamentations 5. They will quote 5 verse 10. Our skin was black like an oven. They will often just stop right there because it goes on, it says, because of the terrible famine, you know. And there's other verses like this where it says our skin was black, you know. And if you read all this in context, it's talking about, you know, the Israelites, after they screwed up, you know, and they're in trouble, and they'd been overrun, all their wealth plundered, you know, they're being sold into slavery and stuff. You know, it's talking about that and how they were in famine conditions and they were starving to death. And they were describing the way they looked as a result, because people that are starving to death, can their skin can get real dark gray, you know, just a real ugly, deathly color.
Yeah, they're ashy, man. They're ashy.
Like, yeah, yeah. And they're talking
about
that.
They look like the earth they're coming from, right?
They're talking about it. If you just read it in context, that's clearly what it's saying here.
But if you take it out of context, as you said, it totally supports what they're saying.
Yeah, at first.
Kind of like what the media does with the news. It takes bits and pieces and cherry picks them and makes a story.
But now get this. That's Lamentations 5. Well, just a few verses back in Lamentations 4, it says this, you know, I mean, they never read any of this stuff in context, but it says, her Nazarites were purer than snow and whiter than milk. They were more ruddy in body than rubies, and their polishings, which that means eyes in this context, were of sapphire. You know, so it already sets
the
stage. So
they were just blue-eyed white boys.
Yeah. Lamentations already, previously to you know, verse 5, it already sets the stage that you're talking about white Israelites here. But they just skip up to 5,
racist,
black thing, and it's not even talking about skin, you know, race. So, I mean, it's just every verse that they quote is like that. It's a child could debunk it, you know, even with their
seven. You made a fucking amazing point, man. Thank you, dude. That was fucking awesome. It was so simple, so clear. It was fucking beautiful, man. That was cool.
All of it's like that. I've yet to find a verse. Because, see, when I first started looking into this stuff, you know, I wasn't even a Christian, really. I was just at the, because I didn't, most of my life I didn't believe, you know. And I was just at the point of thinking, well, maybe God's real, you know. And I started hearing about this black Hebrew stuff. And I looked into it because I thought, well, you know, what if it's true? Stranger things have happened, I guess, you know. So I'm looking into it. And I thought that I would find some verses that would fit, kind of, that would be plausible, you know, like that you
none
could kind
of
make. Not. I have not found a single one that when you read it in context, that bolsters their claim. Not one, you know. The closest one you could say would be that Deuteronomy 28 one, but, you know, we've already talked about that and why their arguments against that are stupid. But at least that's one where it's somewhat plausible. Like, you know, they spent some time in slavery. They were taken in ships. So that one's not just ridiculous, you know. But,
yeah, but who wasn't? But who wasn't?
Yeah, exactly. But
the
Vikings
took Europeans and slaves and ships back to fucking Iceland. Come on, man.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, motherfucker.
And then another one that you'll see this all the time. They love this one. It's Revelation 1:14. It's just describing a vision of Jesus Christ that John of Patmos saw when he wrote Revelation. And it says his head and his hairs were white like wool, as white as snow. Yeah. His eyes were as flames of fire. And his feet were as fine brass as if burnt in a furnace. And
Burnt in a furnace.
They jump on that burnt in a furnace thing, saying, see, Jesus was black, you know. It was like brass burnt in a furnace, you know. And they're ignoring the rest of the verse, you know, that precedes it, because it says his head and his hairs were white like wool. And they'll say like wool, like African, you know, Afro hair, wool, you know.
Yeah.
Well, it's not describing the texture, it's describing the color. His hairs were white like wool, but it also says his head and his hairs were white, you know. So how are you going to get a black man with a white head and a fro, you know? I mean,
well, maybe he was an albino, you know.
And that kind of messes up their theory, whites being albinos, you know. Who knows? But
I'll be honest with you, man. I'm as white as they come, and I've done construction work. And in the summertime, I get dark as a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers think I'm Mexican in the summertime when I work outside.
You guys, you know what? They're always like, you guys are cave beasts. You would have burnt to crisp out in the sun if you lived in the Middle East. But you know what? I started researching a bunch of stuff like about the sun and blacks, and I figured out that it takes blacks 4 times longer to be out in the sun to get vitamin D.
They don't absorb it in their skin because it reflects the sunlight. Absorbs it.
That's why they don't do well in cold climates and stuff. They end up suffering from depression, you know, because they're not getting enough vitamin D.
There's an epidemic.
They can't do it.
Studies that show that there's an epidemic in Africa of vitamin D deficiency among blacks, and they still live.
You know what?
Hello.
Like I said, I grew up around that entire culture my entire life.
Right.
And a lot of them have jaundice. They have them yellow fucking eyes. They got bloody gums and shit. Even if they take care of themselves, because they do not have, they have a vitamin deficiency.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen it a lot.
Well, you know, they go on and on about white people not being able to handle the sun. But the thing is, the evidence of the countries and civilizations we built and just doesn't really bear that out. I mean, you look at Australia, damn continent back is a desert. And white people built that whole thing and live there today. Look at the desert southwest of the United States of America. It doesn't seem to me like we have any problem. South Africa, too. Doesn't seem to me like we have any problem at all.
Look at Alaska. Alaska in itself is a desert. It's cold, but it's a fucking desert. Canada is a desert. You know, they can't survive there, dude.
No.
They need mass modern technology to survive there. You know, they would not migrate there as a fucking tribe.
No.
Because white people rule the world, nigga. Yeah.
So, you got any more scriptures?
Yeah, man.
I love it. I love all these scriptures that debunk their...
Well, let me finish that one we were doing about John's vision of Christ.
Okay.
You know, the main thing they seize on is it saying his feet were, you know, were as fine brass as it
burned. Molten bronze, right.
And the thing about it, because they'll say, see, his feet were black or dark brown, so he was a black man, you know. But again, it just got done describing his head as being white, so he's a black man with a white head and black feet.
No, he had woolly hair, so his feet were black and he had woolly hair. They don't hear the white shit, you know.
Yeah,
you're right.
He had black feet, but he had a white head, you know. This was a strange black man. This was a weird dude. And it says that, you know, his feet were as fine brass as if burned in a furnace, and the thing about it is,
fine brass.
Yeah, if you take fine brass,
it's almost gold, man. Gold.
Yeah, it's a gold color to start off with. But if you put it in a furnace for a while, first of all, it gets white hot while it's in the furnace.
Yeah, it changes the color.
The way the verse is worded, it's like it's talking about. It's not talking past tense. It's like talking about it's burning in a furnace at that time, you know, so it would be white hot. But even after you take it out and you let it cool, it remains white with like a golden hint to it. So, I mean,
it would never be black till it cooled, because then it would char on the edges, you know.
So it doesn't work.
It's like
work.
A symbol.
And all,
yeah, it's like making a symbol.
Yeah. And also in the verse, it says his eyes were as flames of fire. Well, how do you get black from that, you know, because they've got brown eyes, you know.
Well, you know, coal burns, makes fire, so coal is black.
Yeah, I guess. But,
you got a carrot for a nose, you know.
I'm the peanut gallery back here laughing.
The only people's eyes. Could describe as being like a flame would be white people with blue eyes, because, you know, a part of a flame is blue, you know, the hottest part is blue, and so,
and
you know, if anybody
ice blue, right
if anybody could claim that, you know, as them, it's only whites. You know, you can't describe any other race's eyes as looking like fire, you know. So, yeah. I mean, it's just all of their, all the verses that they use are easy to pick apart. Just the verses themselves, each individual verse is badly misinterpreted. And then when you read them in context, it clearly doesn't mean what they think it means. So it's just all foolishness. It's silly, you know, just absolute silliness.
I'm impressed. You thought about the Zeke. I like you guys. You're good. I'm not trying to be funny, man. This dude's thought about this shit, you know?
No, I know. Hey. What I'm saying is I can't believe
It's unusual to meet somebody who's actually thought about this shit that deep, you know? I'm impressed, man.
Wait, I'm amazed. Yeah. I'm amazed that you guys haven't met each other yet, but this is it.
Yeah, well, it's a big fucking world out here, and we got coronavirus, so.
Hey, Will, I hear you're a fellow INFP, man.
don't let her lie to you like that. I'm just fucking crazy.
I'm an ENFP.
I'm an INFP too. Everybody thinks we're crazy. Right. And I've been called crazy. I wish I had a dollar for every time I've been called crazy.
You know what? I used to think I was insane my entire life, man. Till my friend Bill's turned me onto that fucking personality shit, and now I'm like, okay,
Myers-Briggs.
Yeah, I'm just an asshole. I'm not a fucking crazy.
Well, ENFPs are like the freaks of the world. And I'm an ENFP, and that just, it, I realize, you know, there's a method behind my madness.
It's probably the only reason we talk to you, you know?
Yeah. I would suggest everybody goes out and figures out the personality types on the Myers-Briggs, because it will change your
life. No, it's Briggs-Myers, man. Get it right.
Oh, whatever.
I'm the same way, Will Smith. Bell's turned me onto that too, and I didn't know before, and I just thought that I was, you know, some kind of, you know,
I thought I was a fruitcake, man.
Yeah, I thought I was just some kind of one-off weirdo or something. You know,
I don't like people. I don't want to be around nobody, man. Fuck you.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Right. Me too. And
well, I have to say. Some of my favorite people on the whole planet and my best friends are INFPs. I love you guys.
That's because you're a moron. You know.
I know. I'm a weirdo that loves weirdos. You guys, listen. The blacks didn't even have a history of written language, right? I mean.
That's a good one right there, because they don't. That's true. None of the sub-Saharan.
It's all oral language. Yes, you're right. All oral tradition.
None of the
it's all oral tradition. Yeah.
Have ever had a written language of their own, no alphabet, nothing like that. So there's no way, just right on that fact alone, the Bible cannot, how can the Bible be the written testimony of the history and migrations of a people who never had a written language? I mean, it doesn't make any sense. It's crazy. Now,
okay, you made a good point. Let me make one real quick, just so I can sound like I'm part of the conversation. I actually know what's going on and kind of smart and stuff. The way I'm seeing it is they keep saying they was kings and shit. In the Bible, they keep talking about all these great cities, you know, Babylon, all this shit. There's all this big-ass shit going on. Where are the ruins in sub-Saharan Africa? Where are the ruins in Africa other than Egypt, northern fucking Africa? Around the rim of the Mediterranean.
Wow.
Where is there goddamn fucking proof of we built these great civilizations and the white man took them away?
See, what
he erased
they do
all our goddamn history.
What they do is they try to claim Egypt, you know, and all that stuff as theirs. As if
well, first off, Egypt wasn't the sub-Saharan. They weren't the wide-nosed, black-ass motherfucking monkeys we think of as niggas today.
There's a huge difference racially between them even now. You know, like the
there was more Arabic. There was more Arabic mixed with the Greek than there were black.
Exactly. But they've been pumped up with all this Afrocentric crap, you know, which probably originates with the Jews to begin with, because that's what... They're pumping them up and making them think they were fantastic in the past and that whitey's
only... Well, dude, that's what I'm saying. None of this shit, I've never found any of this shit. I've looked it up. And I was studying this shit all day, man, because Bell showed me that article and the shit started in the mid-60s. the mid to late 60s with that Ben Ala Israel motherfucker who thought all that shit. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? If it wasn't for him, none of this shit would have fucking started. That's where it come from. And so I'm mixing that in with the Kennedy assassination, all that Jew shit that happened back then.
Yeah, yeah.
You get what I'm saying? So it's all part of the same goddamn fucking package to fuck shit up.
It all started with the 60s, and it was this multifaceted plan. And you're right, like they came in with the rock music and the drugs and everything, and
push the anti-family. You don't want a father, you don't want a mother, you want to live on your own, you're a free spirit.
It was an attack on family values and just basic Christian biblical morality. And
not to stick up for him, and not to cut you off again. I'm sorry, man, but. Not to stick up for them, but the black people as a whole, as a family unit, was doing so much better back then. They were suburbanites. The dad worked, the mom stayed home, they had a house, they had a couple kids. You know, they were just like white folk almost.
They were.
And all of a sudden, they came in and kicked the fucking door and said, no, we can't have this shit, you stupid motherfucking niggas. No. Now everybody's on fucking child support, welfare, food stamps. They didn't have that shit back then.
Way worse off now.
Who the fuck took care of that shit back then? Everybody had a job, huh?
Back there, in some places in the United States, back in the 50s, there were black communities that actually had a slightly lower illegitimacy rate and a slightly lower divorce rate.
They were doing good, man. They were doing good.
So they were doing really well. The civil rights thing came in. And that was all pushed by the Jews. NAACP was...
It was, man.
And they made them...
That's a Jew agenda shit. That's a Kabbalah motherfucking...
Being oppressed and were in terrible conditions, and they weren't, man. They weren't. And the legacy of all that, so they made all these changes, civil rights, Luther King, all this, blah, blah. And now look at them. They're fucking 10 times, 100 times worse than they were back then. You know, it was all... that's what happens when you make that deal with the devil, you know?
Hey, Zeke, answer me this, brother. I've had this bouncing around in my mind for a while. I haven't really talked to nobody about it. But I'm looking today at these black Hebrew Israelites, these lying motherfuckers. They're doing the same thing today that the Muslims did back in the 60s with Malcolm X, Muhammad Ali. They're using these black people who were fucking... notorious, they're out here, they're famous, they have a fucking vocal platform. They're getting to them and putting their message out through them and using them. And when they're done, they're just going to fuck them over and kill them just like they did Malcolm X and all that shit. Now, I'm not sticking up for that motherfucker, but they used the shit out of him. That shows you their system. They're fucking Jews. They're parasites. They don't give a fuck about you. They're going to use you and throw you away once they get what they want.
Malcolm X was at least, he was a thinking man, and he figured this stuff out towards the end of his life.
Yes, that's why they killed him.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
He was intelligent and caught on and found out they was bullshitting his ass and using him, and that's why they killed him.
Yeah, yeah.
It wasn't the goddamn CIA, it wasn't the white people, no. Them niggas killed him.
Uh-huh.
That's all there is to it.
Yep.
You know? I'm sorry. I'm a student of history, man. Fuck these motherfuckers.
No, that's cool, man. I'm glad that you said all that stuff because it lets me know where your head's at. Because I know what you've been reading now. You know, because I've looked into all that stuff too, and you're right. It plays a big role. You know,
I have no hatred for the black man. I have friends who are black. I hate niggas.
Yeah,
and I know most black men as a man. Hates fucking niggas. They really do because they're fucking up their shit. Why would you like somebody like that?
I've talked to plenty of black men that were decent, like hardworking type guys, family guys.
Right. I'm saying they're not going to the same place I go when I die and shit, but they're decent fucking, they're trying to be a normal ass fucking person.
Yeah.
I can respect it. You know, I respect it. Like that, I love you for that.
As soon as they can, they get the fuck away from,
yeah,
you know, the sorry ass ones in the hood, you know, and they get the fuck out of there.
And the ones that can't get fucked the fuck over worse than any white man ever would.
Yeah.
And I feel sorry.
Genesis chapter 12, verse 2 through 3, and then Genesis 6:18, It says Israel is a blessing to the world. How have the blacks blessed the world?
Hey,
they're pretty much a problem anywhere they go, you know.
No. Wait. I got an answer to this.
Okay.
Bills. Who the fuck else would have came up with chicken and waffles?
Don't forget peanut butter, man.
They created peanut butter.
Hey, fuck you. Hey, fuck you. You know what? You know where peanut butter come from? Peanut butter came from 1895 from the Kellogg's brothers in northern Minnesota. They had a sanitarium for people who was getting a and they needed a way to feed them and make them gain weight because they couldn't eat. The Kellogg's brothers, the ones that made cornflakes, came up with peanut butter. Two white men. It wasn't it's no goddamn George Carlin motherfucking nigga motherfucker.
It's not even an invention. It's
a recipe. Thank you.
Yeah,
it's a recipe. It's a goddamn, you know what I'm saying?
I
smashed the peanuts with a hammer, and that shit made some butter.
I said that because
they chewed it out of their mouth and spit it out, and they're like, yeah.
I just said that because black people are always talking about, man, George Washington Carver invented peanut butter, man. Y'all crackers wouldn't even
know
what
pieces of bread. He made peanut butter. He made the cotton gin. That motherfucker made gin. He drank gin. Fuck that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
Remember when we made a video about them and they were talking about how all the European royalty were black?
Yeah.
Oh, my. Hey, AZ.
Yeah.
Shakespeare. He was black.
He was
all the Vikings. They was black.
That's
all the goddamn kings and queens of England. They were black.
They were black.
Any cool motherfucker in history that didn't fuck no shit up? They were black.
Oh my god, this
is so fucking hilarious.
They think George Washington is like, they even said he was like a white looking black guy.
Yeah. Hey, George Washington, he was a light skinned nigga.
There's not a
Ben Franklin. Ben Franklin. He was a straight nigga.
He was a high yellow nigga, man. Ben Franklin.
High yellow.
White,
bright, and almost white.
There's not a people on this earth that they haven't claimed to be lately. I mean, really, they were the Greeks. They were the Romans. We was Vikings. We were space aliens from planet Zeta Reticuli. I mean, there's nothing.
Wait a minute.
Saturn.
Have you seen this movie yet? Have you seen this movie yet? I sent it to my friend Bells. I don't know if she watched it. But it's called
Gay Niggas from Outer Space.
Niggas from Outer Space.
I cracked up so hard when I watched that, man. Gay Niggas from Outer Space.
Niggas from Outer Space. Nigga, yeah. Oh my god, yeah.
Someone first told me about it. I thought they were pulling my leg, man, and then I saw it.
No, it was a real fucking movie, dude. Yeah. Nigga from Outer Space. It's the craziest shit. Man. Oh,
you know, the Welsh language is the closest language to Hebrew.
Yeah, you know, it's also one of the hardest to speak, right?
Mm-hmm. And the blacks claim that they have the Hebrew language.
Well, you know, in the Bible, in the original Bible, it went.
That's what I'm saying. And none of the sub-Saharan West African type tribe, because that's where the vast majority of American blacks are descended from. None of those languages.
Well, the ones on the East Coast went into the interior, captured the motherfuckers in the interior and the West Coast, brought them back and sold them to the white man.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, not the white man, but they sold them to the Jew with the boats, who had white men on them working. You know.
Yeah.
But
and they don't. They don't even know. They actually think that just like roughneck white dudes landed on African seashores and raided villages.
And just started grabbing motherfuckers and like, come here.
No. You know,
happened. No, they had to have a trade to go to before they would even have went there.
Yeah, there
somebody
has been
had to
there.
Entice them to go there to buy shit. Otherwise, they would have never fucking stopped.
There was a huge, thriving slave market set up mostly by Arabs in Africa. It had been going on for
centuries. By the Muslims.
Yeah.
Selling blacks to the Christians because it doesn't matter because you're not part of us, so fuck you.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Muslim was fair game. And that market had been in operation for centuries before America it was even thought of, you know?
Centuries, so, motherfucker. It's been invented since mankind. Goddamn.
Yeah, exactly.
As soon as I found I could kick your ass and take your woman, I'm going to fucking, you're my bitch, you know?
Yeah, I know. I'm just talking about the African slave market itself. It had already been a very sophisticated, long-running system long before America was founded. And all they did was take advantage of the system that was already there, you know?
Right. But not to cut you off, but if you think about history as a whole, there were slaves from Africa coming to South and Central America hundreds of years before they came to America.
Yeah, I've read about that.
The Spanish was bringing them here to work the sugar in plantations and, you know, bananas and all that. Yeah. That's where a lot of them old songs come from.
Yeah.
You know, seriously, man. Dude, that's where the cajon as an instrument comes from. It's slaves going to South America and they have no fucking drum or log to beat on, so they grab a fucking banana crate and start beating on it. That's where the cajon as an instrument came from.
Really?
Wow, that's amazing.
You don't know that as a drummer? Oh, man.
I know. I should know that. But I probably heard it before, but my brain, you know. I'm an ENFP. I'm in the future. Yeah.
No. You're wherever you're at.
I'm wherever. I'm like a bee buzzing all over the place.
Although you had to say that, didn't you? And now we're bringing up a whole other goddamn conspiracy theory.
I know. Man. Well, we have hundreds.
With the hive mind and
you know what? I'm super duper trying to stick to the subject because you know me, I'm all over the place. So I'm really super duper trying to like stick to just.
You know what? You're doing a bad job because me and this guy is all over the place and you're not directing us.
Yeah. You're supposed to keep us INFP knuckleheads in line, man. What?
Yeah, you ENFP motherfucker with the whip guy.
Well, I'm just having fun listening to all this.
They're going to listen to us and think we're fucking morons and drunks, man.
Well, okay.
You know, whatever. Yeah, we pretty much are.
There's a scripture in Deuteronomy 15:6 that says Israel is to rule over other nations. When has a black society ever ruled over all the nations?
They can't even properly rule themselves, and they're going to rule everybody else, you know? I mean, get the fuck out of here. And
thing. I hate to interrupt on this conversation, but that book, Deuteronomy, in the Bible, is probably one of my favorites because it's always in my head. It's like, dude, they're on to me.
Yeah.
Sorry. It is a very telling book, man. It's a very telling book.
And you know that isn't that okay? That whole Deuteronomy 28, because the verse that they're always quoting is 28:68. That's where it talks about them being taken in ships, you know. Mm-hmm. But the whole all of 28, the whole chapter, it's they talk of it like it's a prophecy, like this is something that God was gonna do. You know, if the Israelites fucked up again.
Well, that gives them legitimacy, you know.
But when I read it, when I read the whole thing, because it talks about everything else, you know, like he'll send plagues on them and all this, you know, stuff. I don't think it's a prophecy, man. Maybe you could look into it, Bells. It just looks like God is, because it from the context of it, it looks like it's already after the Israelites have been in bondage in Egypt. And God is saying, "I'll do it again if you stray."
You're fucking up. Yeah, you're fucking up.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. So if you think about it,
more of a warning than a prophecy.
The white man goes to work every day, pays taxes, and there's a whole lot of black people sucking off the system. Is that who's a slave in that system? We've been We've been paying their bills. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, that once again goes back to the 60s where they started fucking deviating all that shit. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Conspiracies go hand in hand, man. They're just some evil ass shit. They really is. It's it's something you can't forget about, man. What I was going to say is, my brother-in-law told me this shit one time when I was having a conversation with them. Why are you worried about all that old shit? It ain't got nothing to do with now. No, it has everything to do with fucking now. Have you not heard the term, if you forget, history will repeat itself?
Exactly. Yeah.
See, that's some real shit. I'm worried about that, man. Because all these motherfuckers don't give a shit. They're just wanting me, 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 me. And they're forgetting about what the fuck already happened. And one thing, these people, so-called in charge motherfuckers, are taking all that information away from them. Little by little, day by day.
Yep.
You cannot learn in school today what I learned in school about history. And I called my teachers out and called bullshit, and I got kicked out of school for saying bullshit. Because I called them out on shit, you know?
I got treated like a disciplinary problem, asking questions.
I was a disciplinary problem. I got in a fight with my so-called social studies teacher, who was the football coach, and I was on the football team when I was in his class and called him out on some shit. Like, no, it didn't happen like that. This is what really fucking happened. And he was like, no! Nah! And so I got kicked off the fucking football team, got suspended for 3 days. It was a whole big fucking deal. And fuck you, dude. I'm not going to lie to myself to make you happy, you know?
I went through the same. I know what you're talking about. I knew that what they were teaching us in public school, like in history class, it was, at best, it was
bullshit.
Oversimplifications of stuff at best, and at worst, it was just outright fabrication, you know? And I could tell.
It was revisionist history from my point of view.
Yeah, exactly.
That's at its best, you know? Right. At its worst, it was like, hate this fucking group because that's where our government wants you to think.
Exactly. Exactly.
If you read history from another country about our country, it is totally fucking different.
Yeah, it is.
You know, when I found out about... Go ahead. Well, we're way off topic. I'm sorry.
No,
fuck the niggas. Talk about the shit. Come on.
Well, what I was going to say is...
Genesis 48:19 says Israel is a multitude of nations. Wouldn't that be Europe?
Okay, so you're going into the biblical covenant promises, and we might as well go there, because that's the best
way to... Go?
That's the best way to determine who the modern-day descendants of the Israelites are, you know, and you can easily rule blacks out with that. You know, here, let me pull up my little list of them.
You know what, Zeke? No matter what you pull up, you're not going to make these dumbass monkeys believe that shit because they're already stuck in their own fucking mind.
Yeah, but we're
This ain't for them. This is for confused white people.
Okay. So, you know. All right, then. I got you, buddy. I got you. I ain't confused. I'm just drunk, so.
Yeah, there's people going to listen to this, and they don't know this stuff, you know, and so they'll know why.
Yeah, you're making sense. You're making sense.
Yeah. Hit us with some scriptures.
Yeah,
I just want to say nigga, nigga, nigga. That's all. I'm sorry.
Keeping it
okay,
real.
Yeah. This is from the paper I'm writing, Bells. I wrote a bunch of stuff. Then some of this, you know, is I actually got it from Midnight. If you see him again, tell him I used some of his stuff. I don't think he'd care. If he wants credit for it, we can give it to him. But here's a list of some of the chief covenant promises that really make it clear. Like in Genesis 12:2 and 18:18, there's several other Genesis verses that deal with this. It says, you know, Israel was to become a great nation and a company of great nations. And I'll just read what I've got here.
Awesome.
Blacks have never produced a single great nation, much less a company of great nations. And the Jews had never forged a single Jewish nation until the modern Middle Eastern state of Israel was founded in 1948. A feat that was only possible with the aid and support of white nations. The fact is,
by the Balfour Declaration.
Yeah, exactly, the Balfour Declaration. The fact is, until 1948, the Jewish people had actually mirrored and fulfilled the legacy of Cain and being vagabonds and wanderers in the earth. And then when it comes to Caucasians, in view of that biblical covenant promise, I got here, this one couldn't be any more obvious. White Europeans fulfilled the prophecy, given that after 2,534 years from Assyrian captivity in 758 BC, the nation of God would be born in a day. And 1776, when America was founded, it adds up to that year exactly. Because remember in the Bible, it says they would be in captivity, or they would be judged for seven times. And I forget what a time is, but it's a period of years, and when you multiply it now in this particular instance, it was seven something. I can't remember.
70 but years. When you,
no, it's something no. more than that.
Okay.
Well, that's what I thought a generation was, right?
Yeah, I just can't
remember exactly the term for it. But when you other people have looked into this and done the math, and when you add it up, it's 2,534 years. And that exactly adds up to the year that America was founded, you know. So there's that. And then, you know, taken together, America, the British Commonwealth nations, and the European nations, which were all founded by whites and majority white, easily constitute a company of great nations, right? Okay, the next biblical covenant promise, Israel to keep the gates and ports of their enemies. Well, blacks have never done that. And Jews have only been able to do this recently because of Israel on a very small scale with a few neighboring countries. So basically,
they've only
no
been able to do it with the help of America with their military.
Exactly. So they've never, no one's ever really done this except for whites. That's something we've done for hundreds of years, constructing and maintaining military bases and embassies among enemies and potential enemies to keep them in check is standard operating procedure for white nations and has been for a long time. Okay, the next one, Israel were to be seafarers, explorers, and colonizers. Well, you know, you ever hear about blacks doing that, you know?
Wait. Didn't the Kodi tribe of West Africa build a raft and sail around the world and document that shit on video?
And document it on video, huh?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
It was back in the 1800s, bro. They invented the goddamn camera. They invented the camera just to document their goddamn fucking trip. Y'all don't know about
the
movie?
The white man stole the camera and hid.
And the white man stole the camera and made a goddamn movie, and now we got Hollywood.
There you go. There you go.
Damn straight.
You see what I'm saying?
Damn straight.
Damn straight. That's what happened, man.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
That's what happened.
That's
what
that's
happened.
Right. That's right.
That's right. That's what happened.
They take over the whole earth.
The niggas was right, man. We stole their shit. The niggas was right. We stole their shit. And what they gonna do about it? Because now we got their shit. Ah! Stupid niggas. Yeah.
Okay, so
okay,
Israel will be
members,
explorers, and colonizers. Now, this, you know, talk about denial and willful ignorance. This is one of the historical events they actually curse at whites for having done, and make no secret that they think European colonialism and exploration was, in their eyes,
colonialism.
Evil.
Colonialism, there you go.
Colonialism, yeah. And yet it's one of the primary prophecies concerning the lost tribes. Then you know, so they'll say, they'll call us evil for doing it, even though it's a primary prophecy that says Israel would do exactly that. Then they'll turn around and claim to be the lost tribes in the very next breath. I'm like, didn't you just denounce us for exploring and colonizing? You know, I mean, they don't make any sense, man.
And then
wait a minute. Let me get you right. No, nigga, you went over here and found some new shit, and it was really cool. And when we showed up, we said it was all shit, and now everybody's mad. Is that what happened?
That's what happened, man.
That's what happened, man. I'm telling you, you dumbass niggas, fucking monkeys.
Basketball Americans. That's what I like calling them. Fucking.
Okay, then another next prophecy. Israel was to be a blessing to all families of the earth. Okay, let's look at blacks. Let's see what we got here. Disorderliness, crime, poverty. I don't think they blessed.
Wait, you forgot? Your apartment is full of cockroaches. You ain't took out the trash. You ain't paid your rent in 3 goddamn months. You're living on a fucking welfare. You got food stamps. Your kids are out robbing people, but you the Hebrews.
Slinging crack rock, pimping hoes. What? I don't think that counts as blessing.
You know, why folk be out here smoking crack, pimping hoes, man? I can't put that on everybody, but, you know, goddamn. There's some shit out here, man.
I'm so trying not to laugh so hard right now.
Whenever a black dude tells me self-employed, in my mind I'm thinking soul, drug dealer or pimp.
I'm a drug dealer or pimp, motherfucker. Shit, keep that shit straight, motherfucker. I got a Cadillac fucking Ford Escort, motherfucker.
I got a Cadillac and a white girl.
You know what? Hey, I've seen so much of that sick shit, man. You know what?
What?
If you're going to bend over and kiss a nigga's shoes, let alone suck his dick and let him fuck you in the ass, I don't want nothing to do with you. You done to me, man. You ain't white no more, man. You just ain't white no more. You ain't nothing but a fucking hood rat little piece of slut, you know. Fuck you. Go do your thing.
What happens to most girls that go in that direction, they get done pretty wrong, you know, real bad, you know. If they thought that their own men were dogs, man, they don't know what they're running into when they go to that side of the fence, you know. And they get dogged out real bad. They finally clue up. It can cure them of the fucking liberal social justice warrior fucking disease.
You can, but it's never going to leave them, man.
Well, what will happen, you know, I've seen some of them, they'll wake up and realize, holy shit, man, they really are as fucked up as my racist ass, you know, dad and brothers and uncles said they are.
Yeah, and my brother was saying this shit for a long time. Now I'm realizing that shit.
But then they want to come back after like 8-9 years fucking around on that side of the fence, and then
it's hard.
White men can smell the stink of desperation and misspent youth on them from a mile away. It's just
it's like a dude that ain't had no pussy no more. You know what I'm saying?
Right. So they just have to learn the hard way. Like when I was in the Army, man, I worked for 2 years at Walter Reed Army Medical Center, and all the time, man, we used to get these white girls in there, and some of them were pretty cute, you know, that were had black eyes, busted up lips and noses and shit from their black boyfriend beating the fuck out of them, you know. And I just look at them, I'd say, I never said nothing because I just thought it'd be cruel, but I'm thinking, what'd you expect, man?
Well, that's your job, man. Let's do what you do.
Okay, Zeke, hit us with another scripture.
Okay, come on, preacher man.
What we got here?
Okay, preach it, brother.
The Israelites would bless the other families of the earth. Well, make a list of contributions to the world in terms of innovation and inventions and science and medical science and all that. Then go.
Hey! Wait! Didn't they make peanut butter in the cotton gin?
Peanut butter.
Sorry.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Let the preacher speak.
Yeah.
Well, innovations and inventions and science and medical science and all that. Well, make a list of all those innovations and inventions, and then by race, go without their contributions for a single week. When you get to white Europeans and have to give up everything from refrigeration to electricity, cars, computers, you'll get this one. And that's not even touching on the many roads, hospitals, foreign aid, which wouldn't even be a thing if not for whites and so forth. Whites have contributed to third world nations. And it's true. I mean, nobody, no other race has done more for the other races than we have, you know, even to the point of passing laws in our home nations that discriminate against our own people in favor of other people, you know. I mean, but it doesn't matter how much we give or how much we do, you know, it's never really appreciated. So I've always thought it was just a fool's errand, man. And we should just take care of our own and not worry about nobody else.
Hey, Z,
that's my
point. You made a really good point. Back in the late 50s, early 60s, America gave its technology advantage of TVs and radios to Japan. And look where the fuck they went with it.
Yeah, what Asians are really
They had no technology of that, so we gave it to them. And they made it smaller and faster.
Asians are really smart. They're like crazy smart learning.
No, they're not
machines.
Smart. They're not intelligent. They're clever.
They're clever.
Like
you're right.
Like the serpent. They're clever. They're not smart. They're right. Clever.
You're right. And
just
I was
like some niggers are clever. Some niggas are real clever. They're very clever, but they're not smart.
Yeah.
You can catch them tripping.
Yeah.
I catch them tripping all the time. They're very clever, but if you pay attention, you will catch them tripping.
Mm-hmm.
It is some real shit, man.
I was getting to that about Asians, though. Like, they can learn anything. They're real clever in that way. But what they really lack in is creativity and innovation. And lots of people
they are not intelligent. They are clever.
Yeah.
They will take what you show them and make it better.
Yeah,
they will not come up with that intelligence on their own.
Begin with.
They will never come up with that intelligence on their own.
Yeah, exactly. They can take what some technology that white men come up with, tinker with it for a while and refine it and make it a little bit better, but
they will make it faster and smaller, but they will not come up on that shit on their own.
Mm-hmm.
They did not come up with the VCR, but they came up with the beta VCR.
You see, about Satan, it's been said over and over again, he's very, very clever, but he can't create. You know,
exactly.
Hey,
do you understand where that's coming from?
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense. They cannot create anything of their own. They just take what you have and make it better and try to sell it back to you.
Yeah. And so us doing business with China like crazy, like we've been doing for decades now, it's so to our detriment because they take all of our innovations, then they refine them a bit, and then they make tons of money. And now they've got all of our brainchild stuff, you know. And
they will take our shit. They will take our people, like you said, refine that shit and sell it back to us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we never should have been trading with, I mean, I'm a firm believer that we should have never had anything to do with any communist nation, especially Asian ones. You know, they should be our trading partners.
How come the Jews, which are in Switzerland, are the only autonomous nation which are neutral? They won't get any war. They won't fight nobody. Nobody will fight them, but their military protects the fucking Pope. Why is that?
Like,
the Jews run the shit. The Jews run the shit.
Protects the Pope.
Dude, the CIA headquarters is in Bern, Switzerland. If you watch any kind of television, any kind of TV show that has fucking the CIA on it, it always says CIA headquarters, fucking Langley, Virginia. Because that is their goddamn headquarters here. Their true headquarters is in Bern, Switzerland. It started back in World War II with the OSS. The Jews were running shit back then. They started the goddamn fucking war. They made Hitler the bad guy. I'm not saying he was a good guy. He wasn't. He was nuts. He was fucking crazy. I wouldn't have hung out with the guy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But they used him as a goddamn fucking pawn to get what they wanted to go what's going right the fuck now.
Yeah.
They use this, man. Dude, they were so fucking smart. They pissed me off, man. I wish I was that guy that smart. It freaks me out, man.
They're smart when it comes to cunning, deception, manipulation. Nobody on earth is better than them. That's for sure. You know?
They're not intelligent. They're very, very fucking clever. Uh-huh. And they've had a long time to think about this shit. They have more time than we would ever have to think about this shit. That's what scares me. You know? I got maybe if I'm lucky, another fucking 10 years in my life. These motherfuckers have got 100 fucking years going. You know, fuck. Mm-hmm. They've been thinking about this shit for the last 1,000 years. I've only been alive 40 shit. Fuck, this is crazy, dude. It's nuts out here, man.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to do more covenant promises? Or?
Yeah, man, we went way off subject. I'm sorry.
Next one I got here is from Genesis and Deuteronomy. Israel was to amass wealth and success as farmers. Well, blacks were only farmers by force for a time in America, and they aren't very good at it anywhere else, as you know, like the starving masses in Africa can attest to. And then look what happened when Robert Mugabe, they went Tommy in Zimbabwe and they kicked out the white farmers. And then Zimbabwe fell into a severe famine, you know, because the blacks couldn't do it. You know, they know the fuck they were
doing.
Yeah,
that shit happened in South Africa, bro. They got in all their fucking racist shit and kicked out the white people, and they all started starving.
Yeah, that was actually.
I remember that. Yeah.
Happened now in South Africa. You're right. Okay, farmers. How about Jews? Do they measure up? Well, they've always been known as merchants and bankers and stuff. And
they can't grow their own food. Right.
Alexander Solzhenitsyn's book, 200 Years Together, it's all about the Jews in Russia. And under the pre-Bolshevik czars of Russia, they instituted numerous programs trying to turn Russian Jews into farmers, and they were just all miserable failures, man. The Jews just can't farm. It's not in them. It's not in their blood to do that. But you look at all the Caucasian nations, like Canada and the United States, the farmers and farming industry.
It's the breadbasket of the world, bro.
Yeah. We supply most of the world's grain, the supplies and grain products and stuff, you know. And so that's another one that we fit and nobody else does, you know. Then the next
Actually,
one I got
the last here, few years, we supply more grain to the world than Russia has. And that's an accomplishment. That was pretty much the grain capital of the world, man, and we took over.
Yeah.
The bad thing is that England and China owns a lot of our farmland, so we're not autonomous.
No, and that's another example. It shows you how traders within our country have sold us out, and they've been doing it for a long time. It used to be illegal for foreign nationals to own land in America. Any country.
That was part of the Constitution, wasn't it?
Yeah. Well, any country that's trying to remain sovereign, that doesn't have a criminal government that's actually working for the people, it's always illegal for foreign nationals to own land because
why would you sell your fucking solid land to a foreign national?
Yeah, because
now they own
can,
your property.
They could take you over without firing a shot just by slowly buying up all your fucking land.
Dude,
you know?
That would mean like me selling you my bedroom or my house.
Exactly.
Now you have a foothold, you know?
Now you have a foothold
and now you want to start using the bathroom because you have the bedroom. So I'm going to have to make concessions on that shit, and I'm going to start getting pissed about it, but there ain't nothing I can do.
And you're living there.
The bedroom.
So, right. Yeah, you That's become fine. Part of the government. You start getting more and more power.
Right.
Well,
it is a fucked up
all the white nations, and all the white nations, they're selling just shitloads of not just land, but industry and everything to foreign nationals, and China is the biggest one. And they're just slowly taking over. This is happening really bad in Australia, you know. It's Jews doing it. Through the vehicle.
Yeah, but to make a point, it's not white people. If you look at the American Congress, I would say 60% of American Congress has a dual nationality with Israel.
Yeah.
Nancy Pelosi included. You know, Donald Trump included. You know what I'm saying?
They do all this through Freemasonry, which is their vehicle. They own that, you know, and they put that in all white nations. And what they do is they take basically weak white men and bring them into that and pump them up and give them, feed them all this esoteric
little confidence,
knowledge and stuff, and make them feel great about themselves, you know, like,
tell them I'm going to tell you a secret, boy. I'm going to tell you a secret.
Exactly. They tell them they're superior to the non-Masons, and then they funnel them into positions of power, and they're doing their bidding, and they act and pass laws against the citizenry, you know? So that's how they do everything. It's invisible. Most people don't realize it's happening, but in every nation, especially all the white nations, the Freemason lodges are running everything. Find me a senator or a congressman.
So you noticed that, huh?
Yeah.
You noticed that. Hey, can you answer me this, Zeke?
What?
This has been bugging me for a while. There's a lot of Freemasonry halls being sold for cash around America right now.
Who are they being sold to?
This is the average citizen. They're making houses out of. There's been one in Wisconsin, two in Chicago. There's one in Georgia. There's like three more that I've seen just come across my news feed. They've been selling these things left and right. There's one in Denver they've been selling. I'm wondering, are they just cashing in and going underground because they know what the fuck's coming? They don't need that shit no more?
That's interesting, man. That's
what I'm thinking. That's what I'm thinking.
I think you're right. If that's happening, then it means
it's happening all over the fucking country, man. There's like 10 states that have fucking at least 13 fucking Mason halls sold so far just this year. I've been paying attention to that.
So they're closing out,
man. They're closing all their big houses and just collecting the fucking money and going, ha, 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 here you go. It's making me wonder shit, you know? Come on, Bill, speak up. I know you got a thought on this.
No, I'm waiting for another scripture because I love the scriptures that debunk them. I'm just listening.
Oh, okay. Here's a scripture. I went in the bathroom, wiped my butt. I thought I had to fart, but I don't. No, never mind.
Oh <my God.
laughs> it was not meant for here. No.
Okay, here's the next one: biblical covenant prophecy. And this was a big one, man. You can't argue anybody else has done this. It says Israel was to be God's ambassadors and witnesses, charged with carrying the word of God to all the world. Now, you know, the vast majority of Christian missionaries have always been white Europeans and still are to this day. In fact, Sub-Saharan Africa, blacks, you know, West Africa,
they had no clue to the missionaries went there.
Yeah, there's no history of Christianity being there. Now, in North Africa, like Ethiopia and stuff, sure, but Sub-Saharan
they got that shit from their white predecessors.
Yeah, I know they did. Yeah. I know they did. But,
North, they inherited that shit.
Not at all. There's no tradition. There's no history of any kind of Christian tradition anywhere in Sub-Saharan Africa. It wasn't until Christian missionary, just basically them coming into contact with white people that they came to know anything.
Well, what about Antarctica, man?
About what?
What about Antarctica, man?
The penguins down there?
It's like south of Sub-Saharan South Africa, man. No, go tell the story, man. I'm sorry.
But that's another one. Only white people can claim that, you know, the missionary work and stuff, being God's ambassadors.
How many black men went to Asia preaching about Christ?
Exactly.
Good point.
No one else has done it, really. But, like, when you're talking 98%, 99%, it was done by whites. And the other 1 or 2% was done by other races that we trained, you know. So it all starts and ends with us, you know.
It all came from the same source.
Exactly. And I got a whole bunch of these biblical covenant promises. You just go through them, and it's clearly talking about us. You know, it's really amazing to me that whites have been able to be hoodwinked into not understanding this about themselves, you know. They've believed in God more than any other people. All their nations are Christian nations. They've done all the missionary work. They've been God's battle axe, because that's one of the promise, the covenant promises that Israel would be God's battle axe to do the heathens with.
Not to interrupt you, but I can explain that. the white man was lied to by his own goddamn fucking people. That's why he don't know where the fuck he come from.
Well, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
We'll take money over fucking everlasting life because we're going to be happy here. So fuck you. You're going to be miserable. You know, you're going to be miserable and hate your fucking life. And we're going to laugh at you the whole goddamn time because we sold you the fuck out.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. And the people in power, the elites, they've always known this. They've always known who Israel was, but they've kept it a secret, you know, because they wanted to
rule. Dude, like I said, 60% of your goddamn Congress is a dual nationality with Israel. That right there is very fucking telling.
Yeah, and look at Trump. Like, I'm amazed at how many truthers, people that I've known that have been truthers for a long time, conspiracy type people. And
you know,
like,
no, truthers are some of the dumbest people out there, bro. I'm sorry.
Yeah, there's a lot of them that are just legit retarded. And I'm just amazed at them because they'll say, oh, Trump was appointed by God. He's going to stop the New World Order and all that.
No, man, Trump is a goddamn Mason Jew, man. Fuck you.
Exactly. That's what I was going to say. All of his adult children are either married or engaged to Zionist Jews.
Israeli citizens. And he is a fucking Mason, so fuck
he's
you, man.
Literally in bed with the enemy. He's doing their
bidding. His daddy was a fucking Mason fucking 50 years ago. Come on, man. Jesus fucking Christ, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Get your goddamn act together, man. Fucking pay attention.
At this
follow point, the goddamn rules of this game or fucking kill yourself, you know?
At this point, our entire government is a criminal government. It's a traitor government, and they're just selling us all down the river. And
at this point in time, we have no government. There is no one in charge. It is total anarchy. You do what you got to fucking do, man. That's just, what are you going to do? It's coronavirus. I got to stay in my house. Oh, I hope I have enough toilet paper to go through Wednesday. Oh. Fuck you, man. I'm going to go outside, take a goddamn shit in the front yard, wipe my ass with a fucking beer can and say, fuck you, niggas. Yeah! That's what I'm going
to
do.
San Francisco then, because you can do that legally there now. You can just shit all
over. Yeah, you wouldn't even get in trouble, huh?
It's all good.
You wouldn't even get in trouble.
Hey,
if you don't do that, you will go to jail. You know what
I'm saying? San Francisco, you can just drop a loaf on the sidewalk while shooting up heroin and sucking a guy's right out in the open.
Hey, everything but sucking the guy's dick sounded cool, man. You was a cool guy till then. Yeah, I understand.
It's got messed up, man.
I wouldn't mind shooting up and taking the shit, but I ain't sucking no dick. You know what I'm saying?
Well, it's the fag capital of America. You know, that in there.
Well, you know, if you're white in America, you got to be a fucking pussy fag. So,
well, that's what they want. They want you all to be. They want us all to be weak, like soy boy type dudes. You know, if not gay, you know. Fucking metrosexual or something, you know?
You know what? You made a good point on that shit. You made a really good point on that shit earlier. Not to interrupt you, Bills, but you made a really good point on that shit earlier. Because that little nigga on the train that was fucking with me, as soon as I jumped up, man, dude, his eyes got so fucking big. A white man is not supposed to do this. Oh, my God. He's like twice my size. What am I going to do? Oh! You're going to die, motherfucker. That's what you're going to do.
They don't expect it because in most cases, like, you know.
Dude, most white folk will cuckold and sit in the corner like, oh, please, please, please don't touch me. I've seen it happen. I've seen motherfuckers take a cup. I don't know what they had in it. It was either piss. It might have been water. It might have been soda. I don't know. But they was fucking with people on the train. And this white boy was sitting in the corner. He was about 45 years old, had a suit on, looked like he worked in an office. I'm just going home, man. Leave me alone. He was sitting there, and these motherfuckers took this cup of shit and just threw it in his fucking face and ran off the train. And this dude jumped up. He's like, man, he looked at me. He's like, what am I supposed to do? I said, well, you should have kicked their ass. What the fuck are you doing? Let him throw shit in your face, motherfucker. And he looked at me like I'm the bad guy.
Man,
I'm not going to let them do that to me. If you do that to me, I will be off the train. I'm going to grab one of you motherfuckers. You know what? Not all of you are going home tonight. Fuck what happens to me.
That's how you got to be.
I'm dead fucking serious, dude. Fuck you.
I lived in Atlanta, Georgia for 5 years. It's like 80% black there. I rode the train to work every day. And lots of times I'd be the only white dude on the train. And, you know, there was a couple times I had, you know, I had the, like, I traveled with, I always had, you know, those still telescoping steel batons that cops carry?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
I always had one on me, man. And I had to pull that thing out a couple of times. And like, I was ready to crack heads. I was like, okay, because, you know, there'd be like 20 of them, and I'm the only white dude. Like, I might get killed, but I'm going to kill three or four of these motherfuckers with, you know. And once they see that you're that serious, they back off. They back down, man.
They will back off with a quickness because they know they ain't got a chance. Do you know what I have? I don't carry shit. You know what I do? I ball my fist up. I take my thumb and put it on top of my hand. So it's poking out the top of my fucking fist. You get what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
And if you come near me.
I'm out, you know.
No, I'm going to hit you right in the goddamn fucking neck. I'm going to hit you between the ribs. You're going down. And when you go to the ground, I'm just going to start stomping on your fucking head till you quit fucking moving. Then I'm going after your fucking friend. That's where I live, motherfucker. You know, I ain't trying to be a badass. I ain't no badass by far, dude. It's just, I want to save my goddamn life. Fuck yours. You're trying to take mine. I'm going to fuck you. I will fucking kill you.
I carried that baton because I was always outnumbered, dude. Usually I'd be the only guy on the train. Now, how are you going to fight 20 dudes, you know? So,
do you know what? You're on a train. You're in a closed space. I'm a big fucking dude. I will grab one motherfucker, and now the fight is intimate.
Well,
it is in my space. I have one of your people. There are 19 more of you. Are you going to come running at me? I will beat you with him.
Will.
We're in a small fucking space. Fuck that,
listen,
man.
Listen to me,
no.
Will, listen.
Dude, no, fuck weapons, man. Dude, my body is a goddamn fucking weapon.
Howard
I will
Stern,
fucking grab you by
Howard,
the goddamn fucking neck.
Listen to me. Howard Stern has nothing on you right now, okay?
Fuck Howard Stern. He's a fucking dude, man.
I know he is, but, like, this is, like, way better than Howard Stern's. We're what? This is, like, oh, my God, this is the best.
My little brother Zeke, I would like to see you come to St. Louis and ride the train with me. I will show you what I'm talking about.
I've seen it before, man.
No, dude, I will scare a little motherfucker. Fuck these niggas, man.
Okay, let's go on to
another. I'm not scared, man.
Well,
let's get back to the topic. I'm sorry.
Let's get back. I know.
Trust me. I'm being a nigga myself, man. Come on.
Let's
go ahead and preach your gospel, bro.
All right, let me see what the next one is.
You got me on that one.
Okay, Israel was to be God's battle axe, an undefeatable military power to subdue the heathen nations with. And, okay, I'm just going to read what I got written here. You always hear about how evil the evil white man conquered this or that nation or people, but this is straight from Israelite prophecy that clearly states God's people would do exactly that, that they would be the people who conquered the heathen and dominated the earth. In Genesis 1:28, God stated that his people would subdue and conquer the heathen. You can see this in the conquest of the pagan heathens of the Americas, as well as the earlier whites who stopped the Mongols and Attila the Hun when no one else could. And it was white crusaders who stopped the evil spread of Islam. And most other such wars were won by God's battle axe, Israel. And that's us, you know. Nobody else can lay claim to that, you know.
On that link, what you just said, can you answer me this?
What?
How many so-called nations, tribes of people, have attacked and conquered Scandinavia, which were my people, the Vikings?
Nobody conquered them.
nobody attacked them. They were scared.
Yeah, no yeah. Outsider did, huh?
None. Nobody rowed a boat up through the ford and said, well, I'm going to take this little goddamn Viking village because they kicked my ass. No, nobody ever did that. My people walked freely through the world and said, fuck you. Wow, you are mine.
The Vikings and the Goths, they only ever got conquered by other Vikings and Goths. Nobody else could do it, you know?
The Germans, the true German tribes, which as Bill said, the tribe of Judah, the lion. When the Romans took over Europe, they took over everybody. But those roaming bands of German fucking tribes, they couldn't get them.
And it was
they kicked their fucking ass every goddamn fight. They kicked their fucking ass every fight.
It was those Germanic tribes that eventually conquered Rome.
And those Germanic tribes is what became the Vikings.
Yeah. And see, the history books will paint them as barbarians.
They are barbarians because they would not bow down and they will kill you.
Well, yeah, but they weren't. People think of barbarian and they think of mindless savage. That's not their
right, right. They were extremely smart. Otherwise, they wouldn't have won.
Yeah,
they could not have fought those fights against the Roman army and won without a mentality that was smart.
They were really smart. They were very strategic and they were very wise and they were very stoic and very conservative. You know, and that's how they beat
extremely. The Romans. You made a point right there. Conservative. Yeah. I'm going to throw my men out here to die. I will come out here and fight you and take as many men as I can, but I'm not going to fucking sacrifice all my people. They were very wise, man.
They had a code about them and principles that they served and everything. Yeah. And by then the Romans had degenerated. They went the way that we're going now, where everything's just anything goes and no morality.
Dude, we are Rome right now. That's exactly. All we are.
Yeah.
We're the modern Roman Empire.
The historians will make they'll always say, well, we're not really quite sure why Rome fell. You know, I'm pretty sure the same exact thing that's happening here happened there. Jews and the alliances they forged with the aristocratic class, they just degenerated and perverted the culture until it was too weak to withstand its enemies and it collapsed, you know. It's the exact thing they're doing here. That's why Rome fell. That's why we're gonna fall. You know, it's the same thing.
My brother Lee. You are making so much great sense, but could you answer me this one thing?
What?
In the last 109 years, how many countries have Jews been kicked out of for starting shit?
Well, isn't the number they say it's 109 times they were kicked out?
Well, it was 109 times in 200 years. I said 109 years. So, yeah. You're fair in saying that.
Yeah, you're right, man. And you have to ask, why do they keep getting kicked out? I mean, if they were...
Why, man? Because they're fucking racist 209 goddamn times over the same shit?
Yeah. Well, that's what...
Coincidences start adding up, and you start thinking about shit, and that's where conspiracies start. You know?
Well, see,
come on, man.
The Jewish charge against us, because most of those countries they got kicked out were European, white countries, but not all. They got kicked out of Latin American countries and shit like that, too. But they're always saying it's
Spain.
They're always saying it's because of white
race.
Come
on, man.
There's something wrong with us, right? There's something they just hate. They're just born to hate. No, you know?
We hate you because you're a Jew. You look like us, but you want to take all of our shit and make us feel like shit. So fuck you.
It's the problems they cause. They come in. Often they're welcomed in. It's like refugees. We'll take care of you, because they'll have some soft story about being oppressed or persecuted. And then once
hang on. Just one second, brother. Have you heard the story of the ducks and the hens?
Oh, yeah. I've seen a cartoon on YouTube
Well, it's not a cartoon. It's actually a story, man. But yeah, the ducks and the hens. That's if you know that, you understand.
Someone made a cartoon of it and put it on
YouTube. I seen an animated version, but yeah, it's an old story. But yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah.
Please let me in. Please let me in. Oh. Now you come and fuck everything up and I leave. And now you follow me to the next place.
Exactly. And when they get in, instead of assimilating and working and cooperating with the people that were nice enough to let them in.
No, we're going to take over your shit and make you think like us and fuck everything up.
Their same parasitic bullshit, their predatory business practices, and they fuck everything up. And the locals figure out, well, you know, that why everything's...
Once they catch on, now it's too late.
And then they get fucking... They get pogromed and kicked out. And then they scream persecution as if they didn't do anything to deserve it. You know,
you hurt my feelings. You hurt my feelings. Oh,
I told them they're just like blacks in that regard. You know, they never take account of their own behavior, and that's the reason why people don't like them or turn against them. You know, they have that same mentality that blacks have, except they've got an intellect. They're like blacks with brains.
Hey, buddy, have you ever thought of this? Jews are not fucking white. No way, no near, no how. Even the goddamn bitch Jew that fucking played Wonder Woman came out in Hollywood. Oh, I'm a woman of color. All right, bitch, now you a nigga. So you ain't white no more. You get what I'm saying? That shit stripped away from you. You can't be white no more. You will never fucking be white again. You done said, I'm a bitch of color. So that's you. You a nigga now.
I thought she was in it.
Never fucking, no, you will never fucking be white again. No Jew you associate with will ever be white again because you came out and said, I'm a woman of color. You know why? Because Hollywood was on the hunt for white fucking men, and that bitch wanted to get famous. So she's like, oh, I'm a woman of color. I'm a Jew. So right there, it tells you the truth. Jews are not white.
Well, they're not.
Jews are not white. Jews are not white. Fuck you. No. There is no fucking Jew in the goddamn world that is white. They might be light-skinned, like a white-skinned nigga. You know what I'm saying? But they are not white. They are fucking pretending.
Yeah.
They're lying to you. They're trying to pass.
They have different...
They're trying to pass as a white man to fuck up your whole goddamn mentality to make you think like they do.
Yeah.
No, don't do that shit.
You know what, you guys, the blacks, they talk about all of the elite as being Esau. Like, they're connecting them to us.
But we see everything they say is against the white man.
And that's another thing, the Jews are teaching them to do that. So, you know, their aim is to have them revolt and try to slit our throats one day and take over and shit. And they'll use...
Good luck with that. I'll take a couple.
But, they have to teach them to see white people as Esau and some satanic seed line, which is exactly what the Jews are. So, but they're flipping it and making them think it's us. And,
they're flipping the script and turning that shit around. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're right on that one. So
do you have any other scriptures? Because
No, Bella, it's your turn to talk. We've been talking for a long time.
No, I'm listening because you guys are on a roll.
Yeah, I understand. It's your turn to talk. Tell us something.
Yeah, what do you got there, Elsa?
Well, I just want to hear the scriptures because that was like... You know, I got plenty more.
You
guys know I talk constantly, so if I'm not talking, you should see that as a blessing, and I'm listening for once.
I know. Are you sick or something? What's wrong?
I know.
that's kind of what I'm worried about. Man, what the fuck's wrong? You ain't talking.
Yeah. You got a headache or something? What's
no,
going on,
no, I'm listening.
All right.
You got a Jewish butthole or something, man? What the
fuck? Really? That's an insult.
Aww.
Okie dokie. The next
1, 3, 5.
the descendants of Israel were to be multiplied exceedingly as the sands of the sea, you know. Well, this can't apply to Jews. The Jews are only 18 million in number now, you know. They, at the time of the, when God gave that prophecy, you know, to Israel, the Israelites already numbered at that time about 18 million. So, you know, if it's the Jews, then they haven't grown at all. That means God didn't fulfill that promise. Meanwhile, though, he did, if Caucasians are the Israelites, because we now number about 900 million, you know. So it's another one of the things that proves the Jews aren't it, you know.
Wait. I had a question on that subject.
Okay.
Is it Jews or what? Where you say 900 million?
No, we are. They're about 18 million.
18 million, okay. But you got all these brand new black Hebrew Israelites. Doesn't that change the number?
If you count them as Jews?
Wouldn't that change the number just a little bit?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know what the numbers of them are.
Stupid.
Well, yeah. But the, like, at the time of that biblical prophecy being laid out by God, you know, Israel was about 18 million people, you know, but now the Jews are still.
There's like 18 billion fucking people on the planet right now.
Well, 7 billion is the number they say, right? Worldwide, how many people are on it? And I was saying 18 million, not a billion. But we're 900 million now. So, you know, you can say God fulfilled that promise because we went from 18 million to 900, almost a billion people. Whereas the Jews are only 18 million. So it's not them. It can't be. And then,
but you realize there's like 3 billion people in China. There's 7 billion people in America. It's some crazy numbers out here, man.
7 billion. I thought it's 7
billion. I'm not sure about those numbers. I can't be honest with you about that. I'm just making shit up. But.
Okay.
There's a lot of shit out here, man.
Yeah, I wonder sometimes what if they lie to us about the total number of people on Earth, you know, they could.
You have no fucking clue, man. I don't know.
They want us to think that the Earth's overcrowded and we got to do something about population. So they might be lying about it being 7 billion. I don't know.
They're lying about a lot of shit, bro.
They lie about everything. Why wouldn't they lie about that? All right, the next biblical covenant promise I got here is in Genesis. And Jeremiah talks about how Israel is to be the, it already said that they're going to be a company of great nations. It also says that they will be first among the nations. You know, you ever seen any black nations that are great enough to lead the world that could be called first among the nations, chief among the nations?
Sounds no. Like Amazon.
Exactly. And the Jews have never had a nation until modern Israel. That's it. And so it's not them.
You know what? The Jews never had a nation as so-called Jews till the Balfour Declaration of 1945.
You're right. You're right about that. So it ain't definitely ain't them. So God says Israel's...
And they are the ones that, from everything... Well, I'm sorry, not to cut you off. But everything I've seen about World War II was started by the goddamn fucking Jews. Just to get that little piece of Palestine to call Israel.
Yeah. And to
you know,
kill
you know, me and Bills went through that shit for a while, man. It's some crazy shit. It's, it's
years.
Yeah. So this one is
go ahead.
Israel would become a company of nations and they'll be first chief among the nations. Well, I'll just read what I got written here. It says, the way blacks complain that white nations or white supremacy rules the world, or that America is the leading nation as was Britain previously, makes this one a bit ironic and kind of funny when you think about it. Because, you know, we're doing exactly what God said we would and are supposed to do, and that Israel would be chief among the nations, and they call it evil and say it's white supremacy rules the world, then they'll turn around and say they're the true Israelites. Like, well, you know, the actions of your people, you know, don't line up. And if it did, that would mean it would be black supremacy. You'd be the evil ones you're railing against. I mean, they're morons, man. There's no way around it. They can't even think straight, you know?
Well, first of all, if you were smart enough to understand what you just said, you'd be an idiot for thinking that shit.
Yep.
So that makes me a black man. that was well put, man. I appreciate that. That was well put. Okay.
There's another biblical prophecy. In Isaiah, it says Israel's new home country would be northwest of the area they were driven from. Well, Europe is what you find northwest of Israel, you know, of where they were driven from. So there's another one we line up with, you know.
No, wait a minute. That was mistranslated to southeast, which would mean Africa.
Yeah, that's it. White man, flip that shit upside down, man. You know how them
southbound and down, eastbound to Africa.
Well, hit us with a couple more scriptures. We got 5 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't entertain me. Come on.
We're coming up on 2 hours.
There's several places in the Bible where it says Israel will be blind to their identity. In Isaiah and Hosea and Romans and Numbers and in Acts. And, you know, that's clearly we are. Most Caucasians don't know, you know, but they're waking up and they're seeing. But, you know, down through history, there have been famous people, scholars and religious figures who knew, like Justin Martyr said this in his lifetime, which was 100 AD to 160 AD. He said, Christ is our king and Christianity is our race, which you knew once as Israel, you know? So people mm-hmm. have known this, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have it written down here, but there's tons of historical figures like Justin Martyr that you can find quotes like this. They'll tell you that, you know, so all along the educated people have known, but the common people have never really known, you know?
Well, first of all, as you said, common means diseducated, because we're not going to tell you what the fuck's going on.
Yeah, basically. Exactly right. Yeah.
So you have people who know what's going on and motherfuckers that don't know what's going on. And 90% of the people don't know what's going on, so they spread that shit, and there you go.
Yep.
Okay, another biblical covenant prophecy. It says, is Israel to colonize the desolate places of the earth? You look at places like, you talked about some of it earlier, Will, Alaska, Northern Canada, Norway, Siberia, Australia, Tasmania. You know, nobody else has gone into uninhabited, desolate, and sometimes really hostile climates and built amazing civilizations. No, nobody else has done that like we've done it. You know?
Nobody would go there.
Yeah. And if they tried, they'd fail. You know?
That's the one thing. We failed, but we kept trying.
Well, we'll get it. We'll keep going until we get it right, and it'll eventually
succeed. Well, that's what I'm saying. When we did fail, we would keep trying until we made it.
Exactly.
The motherfuckers would fail, and it's like, whatever.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And, okay, we just went through 12 of them, the covenant promises. That's all I got right here on this list. There's a bunch more, but I picked the most relevant ones, you know? So mm-hmm. that's all I've got right here.
Well, that was so awesome.
You did a good job, man.
Yeah, you did.
You made a
Thanks,
point.
Man.
That was,
Thanks.
All right, you guys. Well,
well, fuck you. I still have questions, but go ahead.
Okay.
<But they're>
okay. Okay.
Whatever.
Whatever. Well, I think there's a lot more to say about this subject, and I think
it's not an ending subject, Bills. You're never going to stop on this one.
Bottom line summary to this whole talk, Hebrew Israelites are fucking morons.
Oh, is that what you think?
Yeah.
You think them dumbass niggas are stupid? Is that what you really fucking think? Them dumbass niggas are stupid. Is that what you think?
That's the thesis.
Oh my God.
Forth.
I can't believe you, racist ass white piece of fuck. Oh my God, dude.
You're
such
a hater.
Wow.
You're a hater.
Haters.
Fucking haters.
Hate speech.
I hate me. Yeah. I hate me because I'm white and I didn't kiss a white Hebrew Israel's feet.
Oh. All right, you guys. Well, you know, I love you. I love you.
Whatever.
Your whole heart. You guys
are
awesome. Yes. Right. Well, you probably. I annoy the crap out of you guys. I know that. Like all day long. I'm.
Hey, Zeke. Does she bother you, man?
Yes.
Ever.
Ever. All day long. Ever.
Oh my God.
She's the most annoying dude ever, man.
Yeah. Trust me. I'm aware.
She's persistent. I'll give her that. Persistent.
Persistent? Is that what you're going to say?
Somebody has to go up against.
You're not going to say aggravating as fuck. You're just going to say persistent.
Right.
I love you guys, man.
I know.
She doesn't annoy me. She's all right.
I'm okay. She's okay.
Whatever. I'll masturbate you later, Zeke. I don't care.
No, you're not. Now I'm jealous.
Oh, my God.
Oh, well, she's mine, man.
Oh, shit. Well, as long as you're mine, I don't give a fuck.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Well, this is Belle signing off right now because this is getting too hot and heavy, and it's just no. No.
Yeah, so fuck you, motherfuckers. Yeah. All
right, man. It was good talking to you, Will.
I had fun.
Okay.
I'm drunk.
Oh.
All right. Take it easy. So,
okay.
Bye-bye.
I love you guys. Okay. Bella's out. Bye.